Just a few years ago, artificial intelligence, or AI as it's known, was the stuff of science fiction, but scientists say the day when it becomes commonplace is fast approaching. Some estimate that by 2030, the industry could be worth more than $22 trillion globally. To give you an idea of just how much that is, Australia's annual GDP is worth about $1.6 trillion a year. But a major report released today suggests Australia may miss the opportunity to cash in on the AI revolution unless it implements a national strategy to ensure the country takes advantage of the emerging technology. Jordan Hain explains.
It sounds like an ordinary drone, but it's not. At the Canberra campus of the University of New South Wales, the drone is being trained to work with other robots to achieve a common goal. Most robots are programmed to do certain actions, but these have artificial intelligence programming. They learn, analyse and adapt to their surroundings as they navigate unfamiliar obstacles. Associate Professor Matthew Garrett says the swarm of intelligent robots could one day be used in dangerous search and rescue missions, solving problems for themselves without human help.
If we wanted to look at a crash site from a plane, we wanted to investigate what happened, we can very quickly deploy a swarm of robots.
But it's not just in the lab where artificial intelligence is taking off, and the breadth of AI's applications is massive. A new report suggests Australia should be doing more to harness the opportunities AI presents.
AI's benefits are potentially huge.
Professor Neil Levy is a co-author of the report.
We are talking about trillions of dollars globally. Properly managed, we think that those benefits really can flow to all Australians.
The report says Australia would benefit from a government strategy to coordinate research and ensure Australian standards are kept at the centre of technology development. The report points to several instances where AI systems failed because of biases in their programming, including in the US, where a system assessing unemployment benefits wrongly accused thousands of people of fraud. Professor Levy says those risks can be managed.
Government, industry and general population have to demand that the scientists, the corporations, all of those people using AI use it responsibly.
The report was commissioned on the recommendation of Australia's chief scientist, Dr. Alan Finkel. He says AI is coming, whether we have the policies to deal with it or not.
We don't want to know just what the technology is. If we're thinking about policy development, we want to know what's the impact on workforce, what's the impact on economic development, what's the impact on our society, what skills do we need?
Back in the lab in Canberra, Professor Garrett says he's seeing firsthand the massive growth in AI research in recent years and says Australia needs to respond quickly and comprehensively to the changes AI will bring.
For the size of our country, we're actually doing quite well, but we really need to be doing better because this is something that's here to stay now.
That's UNS Associate Professor Matthew Garrett, ending that report by Jordan Hain.